Usually at this point of fall camp, you're talking about all the guys you've lost. Well, Auburn's having the opposite conversation.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Usually at this point of camp, you're talking about injuries. You're talking about depth chart, how you're going to be able to replace guys. And it feels like the theme of this show is going to be he's back, because multiple guys were mentioned yesterday as being healthy and ready to go. And some guys that it wasn't necessarily a health issue, but it's just, hey, they're starting, the light's starting to come on. They're starting to come back. And that is exactly what you want to hear with just what, 16 days away from kickoff. Let's jump into that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Go to calendly.com/Ford Stokes, and you can book an appointment directly into his calendar. Only listeners of the Barn shows can do this. You might as well start planning for retirement now. Like, you kind of have to do that before you retire. And Ford Stokes and Zach Blackerby are the guys to help you out. So show them some love. It's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Yeah, the he's back is the theme for today's show. It was multiple guys mentioned yesterday by Golish after the scrimmage press conference that were, I mean, I walked out feeling fired up. Again, man, we're normally, right, this is the point in time, okay, you after two big scrimmages in the fall, I mean, yeah, in the fall, and you're like, gosh, we lost so-and-so, that depth chart's looking scary. And yesterday, it was a lot of conversation about guys that have missed a lot of fall camp, and they're back. And let's just jump right into it. The first one hasn't missed any camp, but we've been missing his name, man. We've been missing his name, and it was getting to the point where I think, I know it's early, but I think almost like there was some bust talk. Like, was this going to be a bust? And that's with Bryson Washington. He's been challenged from the time he's gotten here, and it seems like up until just recently, he was just not going to answer the bell. I mean, I am not joking when I say that all throughout spring and all throughout fall camp up until recently, I mean, he was the number four guy in all of the rotations, and he wasn't moving. You heard Golish try his best to light a fire under him. It's even at the end of the conversation, he was like, I'm not going to say I'm proud of him yet. Because I still feel like I need to rip him to keep him going. But he's like, man, I tell you what, the last week has really shown why Bryson's been able to do what he's been able to do the last couple of years, why he's been able to be a 1,000-yard back, why he was one of the most sought-after guys in the portal. Ladies and gentlemen, that is perhaps the biggest news of fall camp. Bryson Washington coming on, and I want to make sure I'm clear with this. This is no disrespect or no knock on Omar Mabson whatsoever, because I was going to be fine no matter what. I was going to be fine if Omar was the dude right behind Jeremiah Cobb. What they did was, I think in the scrimmage yesterday, they kind of gave, I don't want to say gave him the day off, but Jeremiah Cobb's been so steady. He's been he's had such an awesome fall camp that they were like, bro, let's get some of these other guys some work. And Bryson's really starting to kind of have the light come on a little bit. So let's see if we can get him and Omar some more first team reps. And I think they both had a pretty good, pretty solid scrimmage. And Golish made a point to mention it. He's taking big steps. He's come a long way. And that is an understatement. This offense, man, when you're talking about wanting to run the crap out of the ball, you could legitimately have three dudes that could start at a lot of programs across the country. We know Bryson Washington can. We've seen it. We know Jeremiah Cobb can. And I feel like Omar can, too. I feel like Omar could probably start at a lot of programs, not only just in the country, I think maybe even in the SEC. That just makes this offense that much more dynamic, I think. I mean, there were people when Bryson Washington was signed that really thought, hey, potentially he could unseat Jeremiah Cobb. Like, that is the talent level that he has. And that's not just Auburn people. That's people that are outside of Auburn that just cover college football. He's good. He's got a really good skill set that's different, a different running style than the other guys. Another bigger back. It's the best news to me. It's the best news of fall camp. And I already said it, but I cannot stress how much I want it to be known that this is not in any way a knock on Omar Mabson. I mean, guys, think about it. Jeremiah Cobb, Omar Mabson, Bryson Washington. The dilemma is, how do you get them all the ball? The dilemma is, how do we utilize it all? Could we have some two back sets? I don't know. It's a good problem to have. That makes the Bryson Washington having the light turned on, Bryson Washington sort of getting it. Some of it was health related. I think some of it was just coach calls it like their, what do you call it? Their battles off the field. Because he talks about that with Keyshawn Singleton. When he gets his process right off the field, talking about Keyshawn Singleton, he's dangerous. I think that was a lot of Bryson too, getting that process right off the field. And it's showing the results on the field. So I'm telling y'all, that's big. That's big, big news. Some other guys that were mentioned that being back is accurate, but just a little bit different. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to Prize Picks. It's a scorching hot summer, and you can make all your picks on Prize Picks. Women's basketball and baseball are heating up. Football preseason is here, and big tennis slams and big golf tournaments are on the horizon. There's no better place for all your summer sports picks than Prize Picks, America's number one sports picks app. But for me, this time of the year means one thing. Auburn football is almost here. And as we get closer to kickoff, I've already got a few Auburn guys on more watch this season. We've talked about Chaz Nimrod, Keyshawn Singleton, and Jeremiah Koger, all been generating buzz, but you just heard it just now. Bryson Washington may be joining that list as well. He's really started to come along in fall camp and is pushing his way into the conversation for playing time. So there's another name I'll be watching when those player projections start rolling in. That's what makes Prize Picks so much fun. I can pick more or less on player stats, build my lineup, and have another reason to follow every single snap. One lineup, one app, all the picks. And Prize Picks is now available in all 50 states, and that matters, including Alabama, California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. Download the app today. Use code CLNS to get $150 instantly in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. You heard that right. Download the app today. Use code CLNS to get the $150 instantly bonus in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, America's number one sports app. We also want to give a shout out to buyauburn.com. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner, it's less than $1 a day to join and be a part of our business network. A lot of great businesses that are already a part of it. Got a new one that just recently joined, dropping the podcast, Business Spotlight this weekend. Can't wait for you guys to get to meet this one. And if you're a listener and you need to make a purchase or looking for a service, start with an Auburn person, man. And the only way you can guarantee that you start with an Auburn person is by going to buyauburn.com. Show us some love. It's buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. Another two guys, and I'm sort of stretching the meaning of he's back here with them a little bit, but they're obviously very important. This Dallas Walker and C.K. Murray, they were both called out yesterday after the scrimmage in the post-game presser. I think Dallas Walker had an interception, which is wild, on a middle screen. But obviously both of those guys got extra years. And Dallas Walker was first, and we all were very, very excited about that. Not necessarily because we felt like there weren't guys that could compete for that role. It's just another dude that's got experience that you can add to the room that you don't have to go, I guess, doesn't have to go learn much. You know, has already been part of this defensive system. Dallas Walker, I think you would classify him last year as a role player. I think that's accurate. And I think this year he's really leaned up, trimmed up, and he's taken that step from role player to, I think he's going to be a, you know, solid contributor slash starter and be a guy that dudes can lean on, a guy that can be a playmaker. I mean, you can't pick off a middle screen unless – you're a guy, you're a dude. You know what I'm saying? That was one of the things that Golish mentioned yesterday. So having him back is huge. And I'm talking about having him back from getting that extra year. And then getting C.K. Murray back could not be bigger than with the news of J.J. Fox's injury. I mean, it is what it is. I know there were a lot of people that were like, man, you may have to go to the portal. Especially when they just announced this new swath of players that somehow magically get another year because of one of those temporary injunctions or temporary restraining orders, whatever you want to call them. And I think there were some pass rushers that were going to be a part of that. But with the emergence of C.K. Murray, and an emergence may be the wrong term, maybe just him getting fully healthy. I think he had a small knee procedure that slowed him down a little bit to start fall camp. He was out for a few days, and you know, then he comes back and he's kind of got to work himself back into shape. But I mean, I mentioned on some of my practice reports, like, he's been running with the twos and just kind of climbing his way and having really good stacking, really good practices after practice, stacking good practice after practice. That sounded awful. You know what I meant. But one thing Golish said about C.K. Murray is, and I think this quote's correct, I want to try to confirm it, but I believe he said he's challenging to be one of the two, not one of the twos. I'm pretty sure he said one of the two, which means we're not talking about just being second string, one of the twos, the twos group that goes. It sounded like he was saying one of the two, like the starting two, which is great. He has that ability. He has the potential to be an SEC starter. That's almost like hearing that news is almost like getting someone in the portal. I don't know. After the injury and whatever, and it, the weirdness around his return, And when I'm talking about that, just like the verbiage and like the way they talked about it and, you know, not giving him a number and then, you know, getting a number and then switching a number, like it just, it was strange. And then all of a sudden now it seems like, I don't know if he's bought in, they're bought in, whatever. All I know is the trajectory of C.K. Murray right now is through the roof. So good to see him challenging for, hey, meaningful reps, not just backup reps, meaningful reps. And it's so unfortunate for J.J. because J.J. was having a great camp as well. But when somebody goes down, somebody's got to step up. I mean, that just is what it is. That's life. That's football. And it feels like CK is going to be that guy. So that's big, big stuff. And then the defensive backs. And what's funny to me is I don't feel like defensive backs has been a narrative. There's been a real narrative around defensive backs where we've been like, dang, man, we're thin. We're thin. I don't know how things are going to work out. And then all of a sudden, we're talking about all these guys that are now healthy. And it's like, oh my God, now we get to add all these dudes in the mix. Either healthy or starting to have the light come on. Let's start with the safeties. Caleb Harris has missed a bunch of time with like nagging stuff. Nothing serious, nagging stuff. Now he's fully healthy. I think he was a full go yesterday. We know what his potential is. Anquan Fagans, we haven't seen nothing of Anquan Fagans. He's been in tennis shoes at practice. He's back now. He was called specifically. We got new boy back now. And I think we all were told that before fall practice started that he was going to miss about half. They were going to get him back about halfway through, and we're just slightly over halfway through. Newboy may be the best one of all of them. I mean, he may have the most ceiling of all of them. And he ain't even practiced yet. I mean, he hasn't really practiced full speed yet. That's like, it's supposed to be going the other way. You know what I mean? Like, we're supposed to be talking about guys you're losing. And we're talking about all these dudes that have played meaningful snaps that are coming back. Now, in that safety room, who I've talked about potentially are challenging the linebackers for the best group, best room on the team. And now you got two more guys added into the mix that are back healthy. Whew. That's exciting, man. That's exciting. And then another one that you could do a whole show on this, honestly, and I hate it's just a footnote, but it is part of the theme of guys being back. But Shamar Arnaud was called out as specifically somebody that's having better practice after better practice. I think he had an interception in the, not this past scrimmage, but the scrimmage before. And Golish said, you know, specifically, called him out specifically that, you know, he was starting to see the light come on. I mentioned it earlier that he was talking about the off-the-field process with Keyshawn Singleton. I think it's a very similar thing with Shamar Arnaud. He continues to learn what it is to play at this level. He's got a skill set that's really special. He's slowly but surely figuring it out that he's a really good football player. That says to me that it's always been in there. It's about, you know, confidence. It's about understanding that I can play at this level. I can, if I follow these steps, I can be an impact. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And he's still young too, man. I don't think this is too much of a reach, but I would think as far as ceiling goes and from an NFL perspective, Shamar Arnaud may have the most tools of any corner in that room if he puts it all together. What a great I guess, theme that I didn't really come up with. But what a great theme after the scrimmage from yesterday. Guys coming back. Guys emerging. When usually it's the opposite, and you're discussing how you're going to make it through the season because you just had a devastating injury. Now, there's still a lot of camp left, and we could have those discussions. But right now we're not. We're talking about dudes that are making an impact and are able to work their way back in the lineup and just make this team better. It's good stuff on a Thursday after a scrimmage, man. Fired up. Thank y'all for listening. Make sure you like. Make sure you subscribe. Hit that premium subscription and get all of the dang content that we're producing, all the premium content that we're putting up. If you love Auburn stuff, if you love Auburn content, the Barn Premium Membership will keep you going for days. Best bang for your buck anywhere. There's no doubt about it. Guys, thank y'all for listening. We'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.